Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Zelensky of Ukraine has described Sunday's military action using short-range drones to destroy Russian strategic bombers as absolutely brilliant. In his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky gave more details about the operation.
Загалом в операції було використано 117 дронів.
A total of 117 drones were deployed in the operation. The strikes successfully hit 34% of Russia's strategic cruise missile carriers at their home airfields. The operation spanned multiple regions across three Russian time zones. Our personnel operating inside Russian territory were safely extracted ahead of the assault.
With votes now counted at more than half the polling stations in Poland's presidential election, the conservative historian Karol Nawrocki is pulling ahead of his pro-European rival Rafał Trzaskowski. He has a near 10% lead. Here's Adam Easton in Warsaw.
If the second exit poll result is confirmed, it appears a majority of Poles want to keep Donald Tusk's pro-EU government in check. Karol Nawrocki, a Catholic conservative, would continue to use the presidential veto to block Mr. Tusk's more liberal agenda, just as the current president, Andrzej Duda, has done. The opposition Law and Justice Party that supports Mr. Nawrocki would also be re-energized after losing power 18 months ago.
A Jewish group holding a march in support of Israeli hostages in Gaza has come under attack in the U.S. city of Boulder in Colorado. Eyewitnesses said an incendiary device was thrown at the group by an unidentified male, setting several of them on fire. Carl Nasman has the details.
We do know from the authorities there that there are multiple victims with injuries consistent with burns. They've been taken to several different hospitals. There's a range of severity in terms of those injuries. Local officials, they're saying that they're holding off on calling it a terror attack, at least at this point, as they're working very rapidly to try to gather more information. We don't have a motive yet. It's important to say that. Officials being very clear on that, but they said that there is a suspect that's been taken into custody and, in fact, is in the hospital himself.
Médecins Sans Frontières says that people it treated at a U.S.-backed aid site in Gaza reported being shot at from all sides by Israeli soldiers, drones, helicopters, boats and tanks. The account from the medical charity contradicts that of Israel, which said it did not fire on civilians near the aid point. But it accords with accounts from witnesses, including survivors. MSF quotes one man as saying, "They told us to take food, then they fired from every direction." World News from the BBC. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud, has said the Israeli government's refusal to allow a delegation of Arab ministers into the occupied West Bank showed its extremism and rejection of peace. An Israeli official said the visit was meant to discuss promoting a Palestinian state, which the current Israeli government rejects. The Mexican president says the election of judges by direct vote that's now underway is an example of a living democracy. Mexico is the first country which will fill all judicial posts by popular vote. The government says it's needed to tackle deep-rooted corruption and impunity. Will Grant in Mexico City says the process is not without controversy.
The entire idea of choosing every single magistrate and judge in Mexico by direct ballot has divided opinion. You have on the one hand those who are aligned with Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the ex-president and President Claudia Sheinbaum, who say it's going to fix a broken justice system. It's going to bring the judiciary closer to the people, make it more accountable. But on the other hand, of course, there are those who believe quite the opposite, that essentially it's going to politicize the entire justice system and make it more vulnerable to the infiltration by organized crime.
Customs officials at Mumbai Airport in India have arrested a passenger after they found 48 venomous snakes in his baggage. They said the Indian man arrived from Bangkok and his luggage contained Russell's viper snakes as well as four turtles. The reptiles are due to be sent back to Thailand. Players from France's top football team, Paris Saint-Germain, have attended a reception at the Élysée Palace hosted by President Macron following their victory on Saturday in the UEFA Champions League final. Earlier, huge crowds lined the streets of Paris as the newly crowned European champions made their way down the Champs-Élysées in an open-top bus. BBC News.